A recent Alaska Department of Labor report shows many of Alaska's industries lost jobs or were stagnant in recent years. But the demand for healthcare workers is strong and will continue to grow into the future. KMBA's Jacqueline Estes has more.
Eric Stimpfel is a research analyst for the state and co-author of the report published in the August Alaska Economic Trends. He says the health industry has been chugging along for many years and began growing more rapidly in recent years.
It's not necessarily the largest, but as far as like the number of new jobs created, it's the fastest growing industry. So it's added more during the last 10 years. It's added more new jobs than any other industry in Alaska.
Stimpfel says increasing numbers of senior citizens are a big part of the high demand for services at hospitals and clinics, pharmacies, dental offices, laboratories, and nursing homes.
They utilize a lot of healthcare services, and so as the baby boomers turn 65 during the next 20 years, it's expected that they'll continue to use healthcare at a high rate.
On top of increased demand, Stimpfel says a sizable percentage of workers, such as nurses, are headed for retirement.
They're projecting 2,500 openings for nurses between 2008 and 2018, and 27% growth, so that's just new jobs. And so with 42% of the workers over the age of 50, during the next 20 years, that means that a lot of those workers are going to need to retire.
The study shows a projected need between now and 2018 for healthcare practitioners, technicians, and support jobs with wages ranging from $17 an hour to more than $100 an hour. It shows an anticipated need for a couple of thousand home health aides, orderlies, and nurses' aides, hundreds of doctors, pharmacists, and pharmacy technicians, and about 400 medical and health services managers. Stimpfel says training for these jobs is available at the Alaska Institute of Technology through state apprenticeships and...
The University of Alaska offers more than 90 health programs in allied health, public health, nutrition, dietetics, behavior health. So the University of Alaska is trying to develop training programs to meet the demand workers.
Stimpfel says the Alaska Health Workforce Investment Board is developing a plan that will address topics such as career pathways, skill standards, and credentials and licensing. In Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.